Hello and welcome to Serene Reflections, a podcast of Dharma Talks from the Wallawa Buddhist Temple. I am Reverend Clarissa Beatty, a Zen monk and Buddhist priest from the mountains of Northeast Oregon, where we practice contemplative meditation, the Chan of Bodhidharma, the Zen of Dogen, the Serene Reflection Meditation of Reverend Master G.U. Kennett. You are invited to let yourself grow naturally still, to let go of the world for a while. Join us in listening in sound, in listening in stillness, turning within to listen from the heart that seeks the way. When this wisdom beyond discriminatory thought is manifesting before our very eyes, it is the Buddha. As the awakened and revered one, manifesting before our very eyes, inquire into this. Keep it in mind. To make offerings and bow respectfully is indeed to look with reverence to, trust in, and faithfully follow the Buddha as the awakened and revered one. To look with reverence to, trust in, and faithfully follow him is to be the Buddha, as the awakened and revered one. In this earliest of his recorded Dharma talks, Great Master Dogen points a self-centered questioner toward the importance of letting go of self-absorption through the embodying of respect in the practice of Zen and in daily life. What does it mean to respect someone or something? What does practicing respect mean in the living of my daily life? In Buddhism, we practice basic respect in the physical gesture of bringing the hands together at the heart and inclining the body, the gassho. In a very deep bow, indicating great respect, we kneel, touch the forehead to the ground, and lift the hands palm up as if raising someone or something above our lowered head. For some, this practice can be difficult to swallow at first, especially if it is misunderstood as a giving up of personal power, or as negating the self, or as showing fear. But such misconceptions are far from the real purpose for practicing such reverence and respect. The English word respect evolved from Latin roots meaning literally to look back at. Interesting, isn't it? In our culture, It is considered disrespectful not to look back at someone when they look you frankly in the eye. To look back at someone is to be straightforward, to see them as a person, to acknowledge their existence, to see their Buddha nature, looking back at them from yours. Inquiring into what it means to be respectful, consider how it feels when you experience unexpected respect from another. Contrary to a widely held popular belief, real respect does not have to be earned. That is a common entanglement, a trap in which love is held hostage for reward. Real respect means simply seeing and reflecting the essential Buddha nature in another. It means seeing a person, seeing personhood in the one with whom we are interacting. Real respect is not our due, it is our offering. Who do you see looking back in the mirror? Demonstrating respect for another is actually an expression of one's self-respect. Respect for others equals respect for oneself. When respect for others is lacking, it is an indication of a disregard for oneself. Think for a moment how a habit of disparaging thoughts and comments feeds despair. Now think how encouraging words lift us all up, helping to show the way forward, even in difficult times. So, which state of mind would you rather encounter, especially when the going is rough? If cynicism is an obstacle in this regard, just imagine. What if I were slow to take offense? What if I gave everyone the benefit of the doubt? What if I were to always look for the best in others rather than tearing folks down when I dislike what they represent or disagree with them? When I look down in this way, I pull myself down first of all. Some of us even tend to mutter hurtful words at ourselves that we would never say to another. Oh, let us take care not to disrespect ourselves in this way. Speak softly to the dear old self. Like a skittish mule, like a startled horse, self will respond to stillness. Become a self-whisperer and see where the self can carry you. Then try the respect thing out on your computer. Try respect out with your family. Respect a friend, a stranger, or even someone formerly considered an adversary, and see what unfolds. To practice respect more deeply, try listening more deeply. When someone really listens to what I have to say, I feel respected. How may I show respect in this way? Not only to others, but also to myself. Something deep within has something to say. What is it saying? To sit still and really listen is to invite it to speak. Speak, speak, give me direction. To listen inwardly is to open to the Buddha within, who beckons me ever deeper. Awakening to the mind of the Bodhisattva and opening my heart to whoever and whatever is before me is done through the practice of meditation and following the precepts, which are simply our own deep stillness and basic decent human behavior, doing what needs to be done. Cease from doing harm. Do only good. Do good for others. They are the true wish of every heart. They lead us to the seeing of Buddhas. It is one thing to see Buddha in something or someone which looks like Buddha, a statue, a kind person, a story in a scripture. To see Buddha in something or someone that doesn't seem to me to resemble Buddha in the least, that is hard work. It takes patience, courage, and equanimity. But we can practice respect even when we don't feel respectful, and it is worth it. Because if we don't practice respect, what are we practicing? If I am disrespectful, what am I reinforcing in myself as an alternative? Or, what am I missing by not seizing the opportunity to offer kindness and decency, especially where it appears to be lacking? What follows is an example of just such an opportunity to show some love and respect. Recently, a small tattered Buddha statue came into my hands, caked with thick layers of paint of various colors, some of which had flaked off over the years since someone had applied it. This disheveled little Buddha showed promise of having a lovely face under there somewhere, so I began to remove peeling bits of old paint, thinking to smooth the surface enough to repaint it. It turned out there were many more layers than I had realized, and the more paint got removed, the more came loose. Exasperation arose. I hadn't meant to put all that much work into this project. There was lots else to be done. Nonetheless, at this point I could see that the statue was made of a good solid resin, so I risked applying chemicals to strip the paint. It worked. But now even more layers were peeling off, and odd little clumps were falling away, and the Buddha was a sticky mess. What was going on here? My frustration increased exponentially. Fishing the goo from holes pocked throughout the Buddha's body and halo, it became clear that the original material may have set up unsoundly in its mold. Then perhaps someone had filled the gaps with glue and covered it up with paint. In disgust, I was tempted to consider just throwing it away when I caught myself and grew still. Wait. However raggedy, this is a Buddha. Whatever I decide, let me do it out of respect. Just as others have done for me over the years as the layers came peeling off. Reflecting somewhat more calmly, I saw the compassion in others' attempts to make this Buddha image serviceable through repair. Looking deeper, there was a lot more to this little statue than initially met the eye. There was a great deal of potential here for practicing patience and perseverance and a return to equanimity. And so, respectfully, I set to carefully exposing the original surface of this particular Buddha, which has indeed turned out to have a lovely face, in addition to something important to teach. Trusting that once I can see clearly what we have to work with, the way forward will also become clear. In practicing respect, at times the thought does occur, is it worth it? It is worth it. And not only for the benefit of the statue or the other person. It is worth it for the cleansing of my heart, the resolution of my everyday koan, and for the walking of my path. Wherever I look, may I see Buddha. Living in the world, we live with ourselves and we live with others. I don't need to wait to be shown respect. I can start it rolling myself. Offering respect to others means willingness to listen, to see another's perspective. It means being gracious enough to admit to having fumbled and to try to do better. Respect is the generosity of heart to include in the circle of life even those whose presence is hard to bear. It is the willingness to offer help without expectations. Practicing respect in daily life boils down to the willingness to see Buddha wherever I look. Wherever I am, may I be Buddha. To offer respect means to let go of self-centeredness. This is not always easy. This means putting the good of all ahead of my individual wants and opinions, while still including myself in the bigger picture with care. Offering respect means that one has recognized the universe is not answerable to one's personal will, and that one can trust to a greater universal benevolence. Acting with a respectful heart means the willingness to be Buddha wherever I am. May I go deeper. Deep respect does not pick and choose. It transcends the appearance of the opposites. It refrains from doing harm. It does only good. It does good for others. The respectful heart rejoices when it encounters such benevolence looking back, reflected in the world. But the heart does not require such encounters to continue beating true, whatever the circumstances. May I go even deeper. Looking around, may I be willing to express respect and awe for the oceanic vastness of that which is, for its timelessness, for its expression in dappled things and in a million tiny jeweled droplets glittering up the rugged trunks of great pines. May I offer love and respect for the precious lives of dear ones near and far away. May I open to the arising of respect and reverence for the cycles of comings and goings, for the gift of working electricity and the blessing of warm fires in the wood stove, and for the teaching of all things, like little worn Buddha statues needing a bit of paint. Looking up into the night sky in the dark of the moon, do you see these same stars? Have these clouds passed over the roof of your home far away, before billowing across ranges and valleys and fields to these mountains to shower their rain and snow on the temple? Here beneath my feet, this snowy ground leads right to you, were I to draw a line between us along the curvature of the earth. We are connected. I put my hands, palms together at my heart, and respectfully bow, earnestly wishing you well, wherever you may be at this very moment and throughout all time. Thank you. Thank you for joining us in listening to Serene Reflections from the Heart That Seeks the Way. To learn more about this practice, including more about how to meditate, you are invited to visit our website at walawabuddhisttemple.org. Here, in the Kanzan Shrine of our meditation hall, we offer the merit of our practice of serene reflection meditation to all beings, including you, wherever you may be.